Growing up homosexual was a painful experience for Sydney man Nathaniel Lynx. Negative comments he heard as a teenager forced him to repress his sexuality, and he only came out as gay at the age of 28. A decade and a half later, Nathaniel says painful memories from that time have been inflamed by the same-sex marriage postal survey.
As a gay man living in the eastern suburbs, you really do feel comfortable in your community. And, you know, with your friends and family, if you have that support, it's very easy to sort of not understand how the wider community views us. And this marriage equality debate has really shown us that 30 to 40% of the population potentially still sees us somewhat as second rate and our relationships are second rate.
He says that's had a big impact on his mental health and the mental health of people he knows.
I think we've seen a real sort of increase in anxiety and depression, and just a weight of feeling that we had gotten so far and that, you know, so many of us have felt comfortable and that we were near the end of that journey of that sort of, you know, battle to win our equality. And this debate has shown us how far we still have to go.
Mental health groups have backed up the sense that people in the LGBTQI community are feeling the impact with some startling statistics. Reach Out Australia, which provides mental health support for young people, says it has seen a 40% increase in demand for services since the postal survey began. Its chief executive, Jono Nicholas, says the increased stress comes from being the focus of a public conversation, particularly with negative comments made online.
What we're hearing from young people is the nature of their anxiety is really around the public conversation itself, the sense that they're being judged, the sense that their relationships are being judged. We're hearing that there are some particular difficulties in families where different generations may have voted differently and causing some stress.
He predicts that stress will continue beyond the announcement of the result on Wednesday morning.
This will certainly lead to a sizeable minority of Australians feeling disappointed one way or the other. We expect the public conversation to continue, but also with various private members' bills going before Parliament, this will remain a live conversation. We hope it can end before Christmas. I think that's an important that we reach a conclusion quickly, and we hope that it's a positive one for young Australians.